A great breaker rises right in the way. The monster, with you in it, works its way up and feels of it. It is packed like a ledge of marble. Three whistles. The machine backs away and keeps backing as a gymnast runs astern to get sea room and momentum for a big jump, as a giant swings aloft a heavy sledge that it may come down with a heavy blow. One whistle, you have come to a halt. Three pairs of whistles, one after the other, and then, putting on all steam, you make for the drift. The superintendent locks the door. You do not quite understand why, and in a second the battle begins. The machine rocks and creaks in all its joints. There comes a tremendous shock. The cabin is as dark as midnight. The clouds of flying snow put out the day. The labored breathing of the locomotives behind you, the clouds of smoke and steam that wrap you up as in a mantle, the noonday eclipse of the sun, the surging of the ship, the rattling of chains, the creak of timbers as if the craft were aground and the sea getting out of its bed to whelm you all together, the doubt as to what will come, all combine to make a scene of strange excitement. For a landlubber,